Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton. Co-host Hollywood is off on assignment, and we're certainly glad that you've joined us for the most important, entertaining show on the radio each week as we discuss the issues and concerns facing our radio each week. Our veterans today, we've got a great show coming up for you. But first, we want to thank some of our sponsors that make this show possible. And without all these fine friends, we wouldn't be able to be here. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, which is the official sponsor of Tom's Tirades, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal. I got that out. But thank you to all of our sponsors and the great listeners. We could not do this without you, as I said before. But please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion on Facebook or follow Cal on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. You can always check out ScuttlebuttNetwork.com for more info on the topics of the day. Later in this hour on SBN, we'll be joined by Mr. Lou Lartigue. He's got irons in every fire. I swear I don't see how in the world he keeps up with everything. From the South Alabama Veterans, he's president of the South Alabama Veterans Council, and he will give us the latest on Armed Forces Day at the South Alabama area and info on the Blue Star Salute. And you won't want to miss this, but we'll be speaking with Frank Mantow from a veteran-owned business. You guys go get a kick out of this one. Crayons ready to eat. Talking about us jarheads. Come on. What are you laughing at, Doc? Come on. Yeah, that's right.
Well, they don't have them for the Army. That's
oh, yes. CREs, custom made for your favorite jarhead. This should be fun. And, of course, my tirade on communal justice. You won't want to miss it, so stay tuned for the fireworks. But first, it's an extreme pleasure to be joined on SBN by veteran and patriot, Dr. Tanya Butler. Doctor, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for having me.
I'll tell you, here's somebody else who's got a lot of irons in the fire and all the things that you're doing, and I'm just so proud to know of your organization and what you're doing for our veterans in an area that has not been accepted before as far as treatment for PTSD and some of our muscle strains and the injuries that our vets have incurred.
Oh, absolutely. So tonight, what we want to talk about is there are a lot of new services that the VA is offering, but unfortunately, the information doesn't always reach the veterans.
Oh, it gets on bulletin board.
Oh, it gets on flyers.
Flyers on bulletin board, okay.
Right, exactly. And so the last of the statistics I saw, it was between 20 and 30% of veterans that actually use the VA system.
Wait a minute now. Is that a factual figure?
That came from VA, the VA website.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a lot of statistics on the VA website you can pull up on just about anything you want to know about veterans.
But do you think that all of these veterans served, whether it be men or women, And they all served, and they all did the same thing. And they all, a lot of them have got injuries and harmful things that are occurring to them physically and mentally. And they're not trying to get any service from the VA.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for it. A lot of veterans don't know that they have access to this service, that they can apply to the VA. They think that if they have a job, they have insurance, you know,
right.
That's...
They make too much money to get VA, yeah, probably.
Right. But if you are a veteran and you, you know, you served in this country, you have access to the Veterans Administration.
Right. You earned it.
You earned it. And so, and part of the other thing is sometimes there are obstacles to getting this.
I'm sure.
I mean,
sure.
It's just the process. I mean, you have to show up to get registered, to get an appointment, for an appointment. And so it's like serving in the military.
Right,
hurry
right.
up and wait.
Hurry up and wait, right.
Yes.
Well, and so many of our guys, too, don't realize it. Without your discharge papers showing whether you were discharged in the proper, honorable, or general outline there, and not a BD, a bad conduct,
right.
That you are entitled to the service, you know, but you can't get it unless you get that DD-214, and a lot of them don't know how and won't try to get it.
That's correct. And the thing is that it's a lot of this information isn't readily available. You have to dig and dig for some of this. And what I have found is most of the information we find, we learn from other veterans. So it's veterans
well,
helping
yeah.
veterans.
Okay. And that's the way sometimes it does. If you want to get some help for a veteran, then you ask another veteran.
You ask another veteran.
Right.
And so... You know, some of the stuff we're going to talk about tonight is the complementary and integrated health that the VA, they have actually been doing research on this since the early 2000s, but the service is now wide open to veterans to start receiving things like chiropractic care, acupuncture, massage therapy, meditation, Tai Chi, yoga. And so the research actually done by the VA.
Okay. All those things that you just quoted are actually approved now?
They are approved, and the VA will pay for them with community care providers.
Okay. Now, how do our guys go about getting that service?
Well, you have to be in the VA system.
You got to get in the VA, right?
Okay. You have to be in the VA system receiving care from the VA. So all you have to do is talk to your primary care provider and say you would like a recommendation and referral to someone like a massage therapist.
Okay.
And then, now keep in mind, because this is pretty new, they just brought the massage therapy on, and the Gulf Coast is one of the first phases that was introduced to this. We are in the second phase right now. It has not been rolled out nationwide. It's getting there.
Okay.
So, you know, there are only a few practitioners, massage places along the Gulf Coast. I think there's only three right now, one in Daphne. So, you know, even though you want to use it, it may not be accessible to you yet. It may not be available. But chiropractic care, acupuncture, they are being paid for by the VA. They are there. It just may not be in your area yet.
Okay.
So give it some time.
But the idea is, though, if you are in the VA and you can ask for this service and ask your provider, which is our doctor at the VA. We call them providers.
Yes. You have to talk to your primary care. And so, and that's, you know, how they look at it there. But, you know,
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Primary care.
Your primary care, your PCP.
Okay, now this is in the VA.
In the VA.
Right, not your regular primary doctor.
Nope, you have to be in the VA.
In the VA.
You ask your primary care provider in the VA.
Okay, all right, wanted to find that.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
You got that? And so, you know, some of the research that I was looking up, it was really interesting. The VA has found that a lot of this alternative health care has been extremely helpful and more beneficial to veterans who are not responding to traditional medicine and traditional care.
Right. Yeah, in other words, the VA candy, the brown bag with all the dope in it.
Yeah, the M&Ms.
The M&Ms, yeah.
Yeah, the Motrin
Skittles.
800s. Yeah.
Yeah, the Motrin 800s.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly. So one of the studies talked about yoga being significantly better than some of the mainstream drugs and helping low back pain. Sure. And so, you know, this is one of the things I want to encourage people in the community who are providers to reach out to. Optum is the new provider for the VA insurance. It's no longer TriWest. It's Optum. Reach out and try to get credentialed so that you can be a provider, because we need more people in the community so that veterans can take advantage of these services.
Well, and that's what we need to do. But the main thing is, so many of our guys that need the service and get off of the VA candy is to get in the darn VA. Just get your name in the list and you get your card.
It's like anything. You have to show up.
You got to show up.
You got to show up. You just got to do it. You know, get over your pride. Get over your ego.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
just
you know,
get it
have problems
done.
With that, you know?
Well, you know, I tell you, my granddad always said, pride will land you in the poorhouse and dead.
There you go. So true.
So,
and as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, we'll talk to someone, Mr. Lou Lartigue with the South Alabama Veterans Council, when we return on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
It's always a privilege to be joined on SBN by Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service, you big guy. Bring us up to date on the Blue Star Salute and Armed Forces Day.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, I tell you what, and we're just rolling and getting things done. But, yeah, Saturday is going to be a great day. Thank goodness the weather gods are blessing us, and so we're going to have great weather. So I encourage everybody to come out to the battleship. We start with a 7K run in the morning. And of course, you and I won't be doing
that.
Oh,
no,
anyway.
No.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of, at 9 o'clock, we have the aeronautical entertainment by the Silver Wings parachute team from Fort Benning, Georgia. And I tell you what, if you've never seen these guys, I encourage you to go to www.armedforcesdaymobile.com and look at them jumping out of that helicopter at about 12 or 15,000 feet with GoPro cameras.
Yeah.
And coming down on the battleship. I mean, it's great.
Are they going to land on the ship, Lou?
No, they land out on the parade field right behind there, and they bring in the flag that we use to present the colors with the Buffalo Soldiers on horseback.
Okay.
And so that's a great show. And we have a lot of, you know, our sponsors, City of Mobile, the good people of the battleship that sponsor your program.
Right, right.
The SAVC and the Blue Star Inc. out of Birmingham, folks.
The Blue Star Foundation.
Yeah, Blue Star Foundation. It's going to be a great day, and we're going to have about 40 or 50 vendors out there.
Gracious,
we're going to have
okay.
some food trucks. There's going to be a lot going on, so I think everybody will enjoy the day.
Okay.
We have the VA RV out there. We're going to have National Guard units with their rock wall, some of their contamination units and satellite radio units out there to demonstrate their equipment. And so it's going to be a great day. Just bring suntan lotion and bring a chair.
There you go. Now, you're going to have the Blue Star Salute Memorial Ride at 9:45?
Yes, we are. And we've got about 12 different rider groups that are going to be coming in. So we're going to have 100 to 150 motorcycles.
Oh, okay. These are motorcycles then. All right.
Yeah, riding in. And they put on a great show. We're going to have the Spanish Fort Fire Department's going to have their flag down at Felix's, which is a turnaround point there on the causeway at the run.
Okay.
And so it's just going to be an exciting, exciting day. And I encourage everybody to bring their families out and enjoy that Alabama battleship.
All right, big guy. I tell you, Dan, I don't want to forget the U.S. Coast Guard flyover. So I think it's about 10:45 a.m. too.
Yes, it is, and that kind of wraps it up, and then everybody goes visits all of the displays, it's just going to be a great day.
Well, Lou, man, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us here tonight and keep us up to date on that. We appreciate your service, and we thank all that you do by being president of the South Alabama Veterans Council.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, that co-host you got tonight is bring her back.
We're going to. I just told her she just had herself a regular job.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks,
thank
Lou. You, Lou. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll go to our co-host at this time. Doctor, there's some other areas there that we need to talk about that you have available.
We do.
Are familiar with, a lot of our vets are not aware of.
Yeah. So, again, going back to a lot of things that we don't know that we find out from other vets.
Right. that food chain of information.
Yes. So, one of the big things I wanted to talk about tonight was travel reimbursement for vets using, the community care networks and doctors outside, and even traveling to and from the VA for your doctor's appointments.
Right.
So
they have those little kiosks there in the VA center clinic that where you can fill those in. But now,
they're going to be phasing those out.
And oh, they are? Okay.
Yes. And so what they currently do is when you go to one of your appointments with a community doctor, you get a receipt, paperwork showing that you were there. You take it back to your VA, and you normally take it to travel pay, put it in their box, and wait for a check. Well, that's not happening anymore. And, of course, none of us vets have heard about this.
Right, totally.
So the only reason we found out about it is currently a vet had tried to put his in the travel box, and it was taped over.
Oh, that's cool.
And so
that would give you an indication that that thing didn't work anymore, right?
Yes, exactly.
You couldn't use it.
So they are going to be
duct tape too, probably.
Yeah, they are going to be phasing those out, and so instead they're going to a completely online program. So I went and tested this myself, and the only way I found this information, it was on military.com. So if you go to military.com and search travel reimbursement, you'll find that. But the website you have to go to is Access VA. So
Access VA?
Access VA.
Okay.
Now, I will tell you, it is not necessarily user-friendly yet.
Okay.
It took me 3 tries to get through it.
Gracious.
Yes, and I don't eat crayons.
No, watch it now. Come on. I know you're an Army veteran, so come on.
So, but you go through there, you have to create a login on there. You'll see at the top where it shows you the travel reimbursement, and you have to go in. I'm going to tell you, it's not easy the first time you do it. It's very time consuming, but once you figure it out, it won't be a big deal. But if you don't find your clinic in the drop down, you have to search and type it in. And once you do that, you have to hit add new appointment. So this is going to be, there is a learning curve to it, and I'm telling you that it is happening right now. So you're not going to get your travel pay unless you go online and start doing this.
Okay. So it's a necessary evil.
It is.
Okay.
So they are trying to streamline it, but it's going to be difficult for a lot of veterans who have difficulty, navigating this system. So if you need help, find somebody, go to the VA, go to travel, and make them help you with this.
We might be able to go ahead and get with Cal and put this process on our Scuttlebutt Network website.
Yeah,
On Facebook and kind of give them a guide on how to walk through this.
Yeah, we can screenshot
there you go.
Each
okay.
one and take you through and do that. So, like I said, it's very time consuming at first time, but it's necessary if you want to get your pay for going to your appointments.
Okay. Well, now once you get into that, are there other items or other areas that you might investigate in that program?
Well, you know, the other thing is if you're not on My Healthy Vet, which I still find a lot of vets who are not on My Healthy Vet.
My Healthy Vet.
You need to get on that. And it's been around for a long time, but it's still a lot of vets don't know about this. It's a great system for you to check your appointments, to do your pharmacy refills online. It's super easy.
Okay.
For you to look at your lab results, your last test results, and to secure message your doctor. And you know from being in the military, put it in writing.
Right.
Because
right.
when you do it in writing on the secure email, they have to respond to you 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
Rather than if you call and try to get in touch with your doctor.
Oh,
and then,
it seems like the phone calls don't get answered or passed through.
Right.
But words.
Or, I don't remember you calling.
Oh, yes.
But if you put it in writing and put everything in there, they have to respond to that.
And then you have a copy of it of your own.
And you have a copy of it. You have, yeah, you can track all
That's
of
like
this.
Filing your claim for, you know, for disability or what have you.
Yes.
You got to make sure that it gets that postage date on your envelope and make sure that it's properly
yes.
coded so otherwise it don't revert back to them.
So on the Access VA website, all of that is up there. All the buttons are at the top. And so you can access My Healthy Vet, you know, your travel reimbursement, your
okay.
Submit your claims, things like that. It's all there in one place. So get used to using that website because it's going to be a helpful resource. And also make your life easier by getting on My Healthy Vet and setting up an account, and it will be so much easier to get appointments and pharmacies.
Well, that as well as you'll have all of your reports and all of your, as you say, your lab work and everything mm-hmm. will be right there available for you.
Yep, and you can print it out and take it with you to an outside doctor.
Right, if you can't figure it out yourself, get your 10 or 12-year-old grandyoungin to do it,
That's
okay?
That's perfect.
They'll
yes.
walk through that computer. I got a 9-year-old straighten my phone out the other
yeah.
day. So you know
and they'll
I mean.
Be like, duh.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. When I return, Mr. Frank Mental with crayons ready to eat. All you Marines get ready when we return to the scuttlebutt.
Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Co-host Hollywood is off on assignment, so you're on board with Tom Claxton only with my co-host, the Dr. Tanya, in here today. And we're glad you have joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Now, we'd like to thank the fine folks that helped make the show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyers Colin Kimmerly and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal. And I cannot tell you how excited I am to be joined here on SBN by Mr. Frank Mental with a veteran's own business, Crayons Ready to Eat. This is going to be interesting. Frank. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service. Tell us a little bit about your time in service, brother.
Well, thank you for having me on. My last name is pronounced Manto. You were close. Good enough.
I said Tau, didn't I? Toe?
Yeah. Okay. We're jarheads, and we're all the same.
So. There you go. We're all green, brother.
Yep. Like I said, my name is Frank Manto. I had spent 7.5 years in the United States Marine Corps. I was infantry. I literally graduated high school June 1st of 95, and on June 7th of 95, my feet were on the yellow footprints in Parris Island, South Carolina.
Hoorah!
In boot camp.
Yes. Go so, for it. Proud of it, buddy. Go ahead.
Yep. So I did my time. You know, I did time then. Of course, I had done various different jobs between security forces, infantry, was a range coach. I deployed over in Japan during my six-month time in Japan. I deployed to Kuwait a little bit and ended my time at Camp Lejeune. So right after 9/11 happened, I got out in December of 02.
Okay.
So,
well, what's the inspiration behind the crayons ready to eat deal? What's that deal?
So when I got out of the Marine Corps, and I'm sure when you got out of the Marine Corps, we were not called crayon eaters. We were called double dogs, jarheads,
right,
feather nets, ground pounders, bullets, sponges, and killers, right?
Uncle Sam's misguided children.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And so it wasn't, it just came about. And I got on social media because of my kids. You know, my kids were young teenagers at the time. So I got on social media just to keep an eye on them. And I started seeing around 2015 these memes coming up calling us Marines crayon eaters. Then I started seeing videos of Marines actually eating real crayons.
Really?
And I'm like,
I thought that was a joke.
So
I did too.
Yeah. Like, all right, now we're called crayon eaters.
Okay.
No, any other branch can crack jokes about us, and we embrace them.
Right. Right.
So,
no.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right. They got to talk about somebody. Might as well talk about the best.
I mean, I've eaten bugs, but not crayons.
I don't know where this thing came from. All as I know is from my, and this is my own analogy of why we're called crayons. You know, when we're younger, you have those kids that do weird, outlandish things. And they call them window lickers, right? They're the outcasts.
Okay. Well, outcast. Okay.
Us Marines have always been the outcasts.
Right.
We've always been
right.
The best of the best, the few of the proud. And everybody doesn't like us, right?
Right. And I don't give a damn.
Now, us Marines, we have done some stupid things. We have Marines that have actually been out in Okinawa.
I know, I've seen it.
During typhoon season, drunk, thinking it was a great idea to use a poncho liner as a parachute and jump off the third-story building, okay?
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, the doctor is confirming that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
we'll take the story. You know, we'll take the nickname of Crayon Eater. Why not? So,
what? Bring it on.
I decided to start my own woodworking business back in 2017. I grew up on the backwoods of Ohio on the farms, wood shop in high school, and that's something that I always enjoyed doing. So I was working on a woodworking project for the local high school color guard, and they needed a giant picture frame. And I was like, okay, I can do this. They didn't need anything elaborate. So I took plywood, cut out the shape of the frame, printed out a bunch of sheets of paper to make the frame shape. And I knew paint wasn't going to work because it was going to eat the paper away. It wasn't going to give a good lines. And I wanted definitive lines in the paper, you know, give that shadow and the different line outlines and stuff. Markers weren't going to work. So I started using crayons because it had a consistent color.
Okay.
And I switched colors, and I literally put a crayon on my mouth, and I started gnawing them.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
See, and don't get mad at us when we make fun of you.
Exactly. So I'm like, there's got to be something to this eating crayon thing. So I started looking and researching. Now, mind you, I know nothing about how I, you know, what I got into or what I was about to get into. All I knew from research is that I wanted it to be out of chocolate.
Okay.
And
now
I reached out to an old coworker that went to school to be a pastry chef, and I said, hey, have you ever made chocolate rice? She's like, no. I'm like, can you try? She's like, yes, I will try.
All right.
And 2 weeks later, Cassandra Gordon sent me a video of her actually making chocolate rice.
That's funny.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but the doctor's got your website. Was that a website? Or?
Yeah,
pulled up here now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it was like, all right, here we go. So we spent the time and we started getting it situated, and we didn't have a name for it. I talked to another buddy of mine, and just a couple weeks before that, we did a live interaction on Zoom, a bunch of group of people, and one guy ate an MRE on the live video chat he had.
Right.
And then I was talking to him, and he was like, dude, why don't you just call it crayons ready to eat?
Crayons ready to eat.
Like, John, you're a genius.
Right. Hey, so, look, see there, the innovations of a Marine. Can you believe that? Yeah. Figure out how to make CREs.
I'm still figuring out how I feel about this.
Uh-oh. I love it. Leave your doctor philosophy at home.
I mean, you had me at chocolate.
Go ahead, Frank.
So we made sure that we adhered to not only the military to make, you know, it easy identifiable that these are safety, but we also made sure kids were able to eat them as well and identify if parents.
Right.
They're triangle shaped and they're flat.
Future
so
Marines.
We made sure we did that.
Right. Train them to be Marines. Come on.
Yeah.
Yep.
The future is in your hands.
Good gracious. Has it stepped up pretty well, pretty good as far as exposure and sales?
Well, right now we currently are unable to sell our product. We had a cottage food permit, and we were selling them locally here in San Diego. And, of course, the pandemic hit.
Right.
We got shut down, trying to figure this whole thing out. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the year, we finally got, you know, hey, we could do this, we could do that, and everything else. So we were going to, we filed back for our cottage food permit. And then we started realizing, after going through our messages and different things, that we needed to be able to ship our product.
Right.
So at the beginning of the year, we went to a full-fledged LLC. We decided that we're going to start crowdfunding. So right now we are crowdfunding to get the funds needed to get into a state and FDA-approved kitchen.
How much do you need?
FDA-approved packaging so we can be able to ship our product.
How much do you need, Frank? What kind of figures
do
you
need? We need $75,000.
Okay.
And right now we are at $11,375.
Okay.
And if anybody feels compelled to donate, go to our website, crayonsreadytoeat.com. At the top there, there's a link that can take you to get you to our crowdfunding page. And even if you just share it, sharing is caring, and, you know, it's free.
All right. That's awesome, man. But, you know, as soon as you get some of them made, ship them in a brown wrapper bag or package to us, you know, hide it like it's not dope or something, you know.
I just got a message.
Look at our packaging actually looks like the MREs whenever I was in the military.
Okay, so cool.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's.
Hey, I just got a message that somebody is buying me a bag of them, but they told me not to eat the red ones.
Well, I'm going to tell you here. You know, you're Army. And
I'll
we
eat the
made
green
sure
ones.
That all the other, you know, whoever the branch it was that made the joke about us, we made sure to pay that homage back to every single branch.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Each of our crayons.
All right, Frank, we're going to have to get out of here, buddy. We got a solid break, but it's been an enjoyable day. We'll get back with you later and bring us up to date here within a month or so as to how you're progressing with this.
Yeah, go to our website and you can see all the names that we named our colors.
Thank you. We'll repeat that website here for you. Thank you. And for more information, you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on communal justice. And more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
100 men will test today.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around. Original pork eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
One of the main characteristics of today's progressive Democratic Communist Party, led by iconoclasts such as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh my God! Like, hi!
Like, yeah!
Yeah, like, you know, like, yeah!
Yeah, like, totally! I mean,
I know, like, you know, like, totally.
Yeah, I know, like, totally! I mean, like, you know?
Oh my God, like, you know, like, totally.
Yeah, I know, like, totally.
I know, like, you know. Anyways, like, last night, you know, like, totally.
Yeah, I know, like, totally. I mean, like, you know.
Oh my God, like, you know, like, it was, like, so totally. I mean, like, you know. Oh my God.
And his squad, emboldened by fellow travelers in the movement such as Black Lives Matter and mental giants like LeBron James.
quite frankly, it's just in our community. And as a, I know people get tired of hearing me say it, but we are scared as Black people in America. Black men, Black women, Black kids, we are terrified.
Is to distort the standard language to your cause. In battlefield terms, deploy terminology as a weapon for your cause. Language that simply cannot fail to command obedience. I mean, who can argue with the, quote, pro-choice movement? Even when it stands for millions of innocents being slaughtered every year. George Orwell, who these days might as well be Nostradamus for his insightful dystopic novels, posited that even slavery could be sold if labeled freedom to those properly indoctrinated. With this in mind, in our current socio-political climate, who in our society could possibly oppose the cause celeb of social justice? I mean, who could possibly come out against a supposed just society? Part of the answer for me, and part that I believe is lost by most of those who have embraced the movement, is that for there to be justice in a society, you must first have a society that abides by the original concept of the social contract. Of course, in the anarchic construct in which we currently find ourselves, the social contract has been violated by those seeking its overthrow in favor of a great reset, abetted by politicians wanting nothing more than to retain their position of power in the new order. Having said that, in order to understand the social justice of today, we must examine the roots of true justice. Justice that arose as a revolt against absolute political power. You see, in a government such as monarchy, like as a king for those of you in 8 Mile, that has absolute power, there can be no injustice on its part because it can do anything it wants. It can't do anything wrong. Justice can only begin when limitations are placed on the governing body. When the people define what is unjust for government to do, history is evidence of this. From the Roman Senate to Magna Carta to the U.S. Constitution to the 19th century to today. Google it if you still can. Justice is when government cannot arrest citizens arbitrarily, sanction their bondage by others, persecute them for their religion or speech, seize their property, or prevent their travel. Well, unless you are in the grips of a Chinese scandemic and the quintuplet masked Fauci says so.
Who is the superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy style, and a mob that just won't stop. When the going gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Tick-a-chong, tick-a-chong, tick-a-chacka, tick-a-chong, tick-a-bop-dop-dop, in the bow wow wow. Hong Kong Phooey, panrific!
This struggle for justice through the centuries became known as liberalism in its very classical sense. Not the term used as cover for progressive democratic communists in this country. And it was precisely in opposition to this liberalism, truly meaning freedom for the individual, that Karl Marx formed and detailed the popular concept of social justice, a concept that today has become a kind of new and improved substitute for the historical failure of Marxism. Socialism, collectivalism, oh, and Venezuela, California, New York, and the Chocolate City. Marx and his pal Engels declared, quote, "The history of all existing society is the history of class struggles. Free man and slave, patrician and plebeian, lord and serf, oppressor and oppressed, SEC and everybody else." While many of our indoctrinated sheeple have no concept of those terms from history, today those terms have broadened to mean essentially income bracket. It is still class warfare, only now the focus is on the result. Not that you were born into royalty or the roughhouse. It's the haves and the have-nots. But even that failed to motivate the masses during the Obama regime. And so to maintain the illusion that classes still exist under modern capitalism, it can't simply be conceded by the left that the haves are responsible for their position because they have earned it, or that the have-nots are responsible for their lot because of their own actions. According to this fallacy, today in modern-day America, the land of freedom and opportunity and the American dream, we are told by the progressive left that people are what they become because of, get this, the color of their skin, and secondarily, their gender. I give you evil white male versus the victims from the left. That's right. Men of achievement, white men only, are pointedly referred to as the privileged, as if they were given everything and earned nothing. Their accomplishments are, at best, really nothing more than the results of the sperm donor. Consequently, the haves do not deserve what they have. The flip side of this is the insistence that the have-nots are, in fact, the underprivileged, who have been denied their due by an unjust society. We must move past equality as conferred in our Constitution to equity, which may only be given by government. To put this into layman's terms, if we treat people equally under the law, then the resulting inequality is based on their own actions or inactions. Obey the cop, go on your way. Pull a gun on a cop, free trip to 72 virgins, otherwise known as ta-da. Free will, just as ordained by God. Consequently, the only way to achieve equity of outcome is if we treat people differently under the law, creating special classes based on race and gender, with the government determining the outcome. So, you may be wondering why the old top cat is opining on such a topic as this. Well, it is because while this is happening in our popular culture, there are those in positions of power, aka the same sons and daughters of bitches that enabled this rot to occur in our nation, that are now pushing the same filth into the legal systems and good order of our military. That's right, military law may be on the crisp of one of the biggest overhauls ever, with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, rapidly picking up support in the Senate for a bill that would move sexual assault cases out of the chain of command. Gillibrand, once a darling of the Me Too movement, is no stranger in her attempt to upend the structure of military discipline, and the faux courage of MST is just the tip of the iceberg. The effort to put liberal civilian prosecutors and judges in the middle of the military justice system will do nothing more than undermine the command's authority over good order and discipline in the ranks. It will place service members under the politicized thumb of their political cronies. In doing so, it will allow the Democratic Progressive Communists to obtain ultimate control over our military, something that was never envisioned by our founders. It will be yet another step toward the animal farm of Orwell and the demise of this once great nation, and away from the true meaning of justice. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Are you pissed off yet?
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Forward up, sir!
Forward up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, yeah!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM. Streaming live on ScuttlebuttNetwork.com. You are on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Hollywood is our own assignment. But just a couple of old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and with a fighting spirit to keep it. Doc, you've got some other areas that you'd like to cover, and be sure to get all your information out.
Okay. So keeping in line with the complementary and integrative health, I have a nonprofit organization called the Vera Fortis Foundation, and we have been sponsoring a meditation class for veterans for the last several weeks. It was a 12-week program. It's a teaching program, so it's not just sitting in a room going, because none of us have the attention span to do that.
Right, yeah.
So,
if you've been in service, you don't.
Right, most of us have the attention span of a gnat. Right.
Yeah.
So we've got about 5 or 6 more weeks left of this program. You're welcome to join at any time. We do these classes at Thursdays at 6 p.m. They are free to veterans. They are located in Daphne, right across the bay. So it literally is 15 minutes from downtown Mobile. It's very easy to get to. The address is 9037 Independence Avenue, and it's right there in Daphne by Daphne High School. You can call us at 251-459-0500 and ask questions, and we'll be happy to tell you how to get to us and what to do.
Give me the phone number again.
251-459-0500.
And the address.
And the address is 9037 Independence Avenue in Daphne.
Did a great job. Glad to have you on board tonight.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Radio Program, the Voice of Veterans for Veterans. Thank you for joining us, and hope that you have enjoyed the show. Again, and a huge thank you to all of our supporters and sponsors, and please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If not, hell, tell it to us, baby. Tell it to the Marines. We appreciate you. God bless all of our veterans, and a big hoorah to all of our vets.